You're brought up to speed, and that list a lot longer than it was just a few minutes ago. Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning. Did you take a breath as you were going through that
they
list?
They should totally make kids do this in broadcast school. All right, I'm going to make you do something. I want you to, let's see, what can I have you do? You need to fill time because I need to run to the Wogo studio and remove something and then come back. So what do you want to talk about?
I don't know what I want to talk about. That's kind of putting me on the spot.
It is. Let's just go ahead. Yeah. And now I've got somebody calling a closing or delay. So why don't you pretend that this is, forensics, and your subject is, Jason, pick any subject you want to talk about for a minute. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'll talk about bumblebees for 1 minute. So Mark and I often will chat about my love for various pictures, and I cannot wait until the summer rolls back around again to begin taking pictures of bumblebees. It has been wonderful to take pictures of birds, but I am eager for spring to show back up again and for the bees to show up. I think about the Bible verses that talk about God's tenderness towards the birds, and I think God shows tenderness towards bees and insects as well, and it's one of the ways for us to see God's work in the world. And
I'm back.
Woo! That's good. I was like, I'm starting to run out of stuff to say here.
Oh, boy. All right. Okay. Yes. All right. So they were into the break, but I did what I needed to. All right. It's one of those mornings. Again, very slick out there from the time you go out the front door. This freezing drizzle has just coated what was already a very icy, snowy condition, and it's just made it more of a big skating rink. Okay. So
thanks for giving us the heads up on that. That's good to know. I fell on the ice a couple days ago, so I don't really want to do that again. So
yeah, the older we get, the more, you know, you get serious injuries with that kind of thing. So
yeah, thankfully, I just I have enough padding at this point that I just kind of bounced off the ice. And I think of that. I see a lot of folks who come in with, who have fallen on the ice and whatnot. And so I think about that a lot. It's spooky.
Absolutely.
Just bounce right back up.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why be extra careful walking and you're driving. I'm not saying I did, but I may have kind of slid by an intended turn point and had to back up on a somewhat quiet road this morning. So,
sure.
Yeah. All right. So 30 degrees, a ton of school delays, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Menominee. And we're staying on top of that. I've requested one of my cohorts to try to post it on the website, but that takes some doing, and I'm not sure that individual is even awake yet. So anyhow, we're running a little bit behind, but we've got Philippians 1:27 today.
Sure. So that says, above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourself in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. Then whether I come and see you again or only hear about you, I will know that you are standing together with one spirit and one purpose, fighting together for the faith, which is the good news.
Citizens of heaven. So we'll maybe think on that, but here's what Jason says in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. Let your life reflect the beautiful truth of the gospel. What a great line that is. Live in such a way that both Christians and non-Christians alike may witness your life and know that my spirit has changed you. Pursue wholeness in your relationships. As you spend time with others, seek agreement about my spirit's work within and between you. He is always speaking. You only need to listen. Your faith in me grows best in a community because I have created you for relationships. I love that paragraph. I love it.
Good. Yeah, that's a good one.
That is.
And I think that idea of going back to the scripture, the being citizens of heaven, you know, I think we reflect that here. We're not just living for some future kingdom, but, it's letting heaven, God's kingdom, be present on earth as it is in heaven. And, I think we live that in relationship. We seek to push and challenge and encourage one another. And, I'm grateful for that sort of relationship with you and hope that others can see that in their relationships as well.
Boy, there's so much there that I'd like to unpack. I almost feel like tomorrow, let's not rush into the next verses because maybe even reread the verse tomorrow, sure. And then tomorrow we'll maybe talk about it as I read through, because there's sure. some. I like it. My let your life reflect the beautiful truth of the gospel, but then there's some yep. other good things to chew on sure. there. And the thing is, I mean, are we citizens of this country? Sure, if we are a citizen here, but also, I mean, isn't our first and eternal citizenship in heaven? So that should be absolutely. First on our minds and first in our behavior, yep. right?
Yes, for sure, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Breaking news this morning on WWIB as U.S. flights being affected by an FAA computer outage and the FAA ordering all flights grounded until 8 o'clock this morning our time. That's right. The FAA saying on its website that its notice to Air Missions computer system had failed. The system contains information essential to workers involved in flight operations. A source with knowledge of the situation telling NBC News that all flights in the U.S. were grounded following the incident. Again, the FAA ordering all flights grounded nationally all across the country until 8 o'clock our time this morning.
And certainly not great for travel on roadways as well mm-hmm. this morning either. Keep it slow. We've got updated closings for you and delays, many schools delayed, WWIB.com.
As Caleb's already been saying, very slick road conditions out there. My buddy Matt Hatley, who's a trucker, showed some of the pictures kind of, and he said basically, in fact, here's his latest update 13 minutes ago. The road still closed south of Warren's Tatoma. He's been there in his truck for 3.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I saw, again, a lot of flashing red and blue lights out there, too. And so thank you to all those who are out there working on the roads, to all who are out there responding to crashes. And it's not safe for them either.
Right.
So, again, just please be patient. Don't go out if you don't have to. But if you do, just take your time and be careful.
Listen, it was already slick. And with this freezing drizzle overnight, from the moment for me stepping foot outside of the Halverson back door, it was like an ice skating rink. So be
yeah.
careful.
Did you do a triple axel?
I avoided that today. Thank you. But I'll tell you what. No, so don't do anything extra like try to read a book or eat a strange food item while you're driving today. It goes without saying. But that's our topic here for just a moment. What's the most ridiculous thing, the most ridiculous thing you've seen someone eating while driving or even have consumed yourself?
Yes. So the internet responded to this, things that people have actually seen other drivers consuming while driving. For instance, someone says, yeah, I saw another driver eating some soup.
That's kind of crazy.
Or slurping or whatever. Soup while driving.
How do you do that? Holding the bowl. How about breakfast cereal?
Again, going back to holding a bowl and a spoon somehow. Uh-huh. Most ridiculous foods to eat while driving, the internet responded and said, yeah, I've seen someone eating spaghetti.
That's hard to believe.
I guess you twirl it all up on the fork.
That is hard to believe. Somebody says they've seen somebody eating crab legs while driving.
I feel like they were driving a newer vehicle.
I find this next one hard to believe.
Fondue.
Really?
That's very complicated.
I can't imagine.
Ridiculous foods to eat while driving.
Talk about a messy food to eat while driving. How about ribs?
Man, did your car come with a bib? And finally, foods that drivers have actually seen other drivers consuming while on the roadway. How about peel and eat shrimp?
What? People who think, you know, driving, nothing to it. I can do this.
I can multitask with the best of them. Well, from that to this, and again, for those of you expecting Win It Wednesday, we're just doing that a little bit later today, too, just knowing that a lot of you are on those roads, and it wouldn't be a great time probably to call in. So we'll do that a little bit later on in the morning, give you a chance to win with a great high-low question. But we also heard on the listener line, a lot of you communicate with us there via text and voicemail, and we heard from our friend PCD John Fields from Ladysmith, about a procedure that he has coming up.
Yes, Mark and Caleb, tomorrow I go down to Marshfield to have my surgery on my left leg to get the blood flow to my foot. I thank the people at WWIB and listeners for all their prayers. I'd like to request the song Crucified with Christ by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Thank you, and God bless you, and have a great day.
Win It Wednesday, WWIB.
715-723-2555 is the number to call. We're going to make it a nice and simple game this morning. It's high-low, and we have a fantastic prize to warm you up on kind of this chilly, slick, and not-so-fun Wednesday morning.
Yeah, it's Culver's. That's right. The Culver's Double Deluxe Value Basket, plus a two-scoop sundae, a raspberry sundae. Delicious.
Yeah. So, again, you can get a Culver's Value Basket. You can get a two-scoop sundae on our dime if you can answer this correctly, 715-723-2555, and we're playing high-low.
Of the 100 most-watched television broadcasts in the U.S. in 2022, how many were NFL-related? Of the 100 most-watched TV broadcasts last year, how many had ties to the NFL? Let us know. 715-723-2555.
We've got somebody ready to call. All right, what do you think? Out of 1 to 100, what number are you guessing?
I'm going to guess 8.
Eight.
A lot higher than that.
Is low. It's low. Call back. 715-723-2555.
We'll keep it there. All right, 723-2555. I was going to give your guess, but I'll save that.
All right. I was wrong.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I'm going to guess 75.
75.
So who are we talking to?
This is Brian from Eau Claire.
All right, Brian, you think 75 of the, you know what, that's a little bit low, but that's a very good guess. Actually.
Yeah, so again, more than 75 of the top 100 broadcasts in the last year, right?
Yeah.
Great top-rated broadcast, television broadcasts were NFL games, so higher than 75. Thank you, Brian. That's a great guess. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
All right, Oliver. For some Culvers, buddy, what do you think?
81.
81, Oliver.
You know what? You're still low, but
you're
great
low,
guess.
Oliver,
great
but good guess. Call us back if you can get through.
That's a lot. A lot of NFL on the top 100 television broadcasts. You can see why the rights for this is so high for all the networks.
Why they pay so much money.
723-2555 for Culver's. Good morning.
Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling
it's
from?
Brian from Eau Claire.
All right,
again.
Brian.
All right, Brian.
I'm going to go with what my original guess was and probably be out of it, but I'm going to say 95.
You're going to say 95.
That's
Brian,
too
you're
high.
A bold man, but it is too high. So we're between what, Alvo?
We're between 81 and 95, and those were both incorrect. So,
all right.
Again, that's our floor, that's our ceiling. Of 100 most-watched U.S. television broadcasts, how many were tied to the NFL?
Good morning, WWIB. Caleb and Alvo with you on the WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from this morning?
Pam from Thorpe.
All right, Pam from Thorpe. Between 81 and 95, what do you think?
87.
That's still on the high side.
On the high side, but Pam, you can call back. 715-723-2555. 723-2555.
We're exact here. Price is close enough. Last Wednesday, you had to get within $10. This is get it on the nose.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. Let's try 84.
84. And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Greg from Augusta.
From Augusta, 84 is...
You're so close, but it's too high.
It's too high. We're between 81 and 84 now, right, Howell?
It can only be one of two numbers between 81 and 84. I could even tell you that.
All right. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Oliver from Eau Claire. All right, Oliver,
can you
got a 50-50 shot. 50-50 shot, Oliver.
83.
83. Oh, you're too high. You're too high. All right, quick, try to get back through. I'm going to dump the line so you can try and get back through. Be like Oliver. All right, let's go here.
He had the 3-foot putt and it just lipped off.
I'm going to jump here. All right. Good morning, Win It Wednesday, WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony Menominee.
Tony from Menominee. All right, Tony from Menominee. You guys know your football out there. Of the top 100 television broadcasts in the last year in terms of ratings, how many were NFL games, Tony?
Well, thanks to Oliver, I'd say 82.
You'd say 82. You're
a winner. Thanks, Oliver.
Congratulations, Tony from Menominee. We're going to get you some Culver's. How about that?
I appreciate it. Hook Oliver up for that.
Are you sure? Do you want to donate the prizes?
I'll donate to Oliver because I was going to guess 83 and sealed it for me.
There you
Oliver. Go. Menominee, you know, a little bouquet of flowers this morning on this wintry morning for Eau Claire. Tony to Oliver. Well, thank you so much, and we will do that. We'll get our buddy Oliver some prizes, and thank you for calling in, Tony.
Thank you much.
All right, Oliver, you know how to find us, buddy. We'll have those in your name here. Well, Halvo dug this up. Uber Eats, I guess I'm one of those people that I don't really use meal delivery services. I always figure I can go pick it up myself. But Uber Eats has compiled a list of some of the strangest but most popular food combos ordered in the year 2022, Halvo.
Yeah, they're kind of strange. So here we go. We'll have at it. Some people like watermelon and mustard.
I guess that was a TikTok thing.
Okay.
Sushi and ranch dressing, though, was another one. And I think you guys enjoy sushi. I can't say I've really done that. I think Lily in my family is the one who probably would give sushi a try. Me, I'm not a big fish person or seafood
thing.
Not a big raw.
A couple
food
of different
person,
grocery so. Stores in Eau Claire have $5 sushi Wednesday, so that's priced
well,
down.
Go. All right, well that's the place to try it then.
Hit at our house, but I don't know. With ranch dressing, seems a little different. How about fruit roll-ups and hot Cheetos?
That really seems like a gamer snack.
No, thank you.
Evidently, you roll the Cheetos up in the fruit roll-ups.
Yeah.
So do with that what you will. You know, I do like pickle roll-ups.
Okay.
Like with the ham and the
That's
cream
good.
Cheese.
Yeah, those
fantastic.
Are good.
So again, Uber Eats, the year's most popular strange food combos. How about pickles and whipped cream?
That seems weird.
Apparently, it's popular on YouTube. Also seems like it could be popular with women who are great with child. A pregnancy yeah. craving, but pickles and whipped cream.
I like whipped cream on pumpkin pie and
lots
chocolate
of it.
Pudding, but I don't know. What about dark chocolate and tomato salad? Huh.
I mean, the dark chocolate sounds like my kind of salad.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I pair it with tomatoes. Again, strange food combos from Uber Eats. People actually order these things. Pizza and applesauce.
I like pizza. Applesauce is okay, but together, kind of weird.
It says the applesauce pairs well with the cheese and the pizza sauce. I don't know that that's one that I would give a try.
Again, you know me, Caleb, and you know I am a pineapple on pizza kind of guy with some Canadian bacon, what have you, but or some ham, but I'll pass on the applesauce. What about pizza and peanut butter?
Unless that's just a way to eat the crust.
Trended last year specifically with pepperoni pizza.
I love both of those. A lot of these, I love them yeah. separately. I would not think of combining them. And we already mentioned sushi and ranch dressing.
Yeah.
So Uber Eats strangest food combos that people actually ordered in large numbers, but most popular strange food combos from
Close
last
it
year.
Out with popcorn and pickle juice.
Popcorn and pickle juice.
No, thank you.
All right. Yeah, not. That doesn't sound good.